Well, the next guests are our fun guests. We've had them in the studio before, and they said it's the Nick and Nikki shows. So, of course, we want to introduce them. We have Nicole Casaselli. Did I nail that?
Yes.
Okay, great. And Nick Cunningham. They are board members with Safe Passage. And April is Child Abuse Prevention Awareness Month, as well as Sexual Assault Awareness Month. So, Nick, I'm going to start with you. If people aren't familiar, if our listeners or our viewers aren't familiar with what Safe Passage is, if you could just kind of explain what that nonprofit is and does.
Sure, I'd be glad to.
Sure.
Yeah, so we provide quality services free of charge, and I think that part's very important, to survivors of domestic violence, sexual violence, and child abuse and or neglect by empowering the survivor, eliminating the abuse, and, oh goodness, engaging the community and engendering change. So that's our mission.
And why did both of you, and this is a question that either one of you can take, what or why did you feel like it was so important to become board members? Do you have personal stories or, you know, what was the tie to Safe Passage for each of you? And Nick, we'll start with you because a lot of people might be listening and, you know, they think a lot of times this happens to women and females. And this is a very sensitive topic and sensitive issue. Why, as a male, did you feel like it was so important to be a part of this nonprofit and this board?
Yeah, so I mean, I do have a couple family members that have been impacted by the types of services that we're providing to individuals. So it's definitely it hits home for me personally, as far as the mission of Safe Passage and what we're trying to accomplish.
And of course, we also want to get out. We've done numerous stories with you all before, and this doesn't just happen to females. I think that's very important that we want to get that point across too, that a lot of times males are also victims of these type of things. So we want to make sure that we get that out as well.
Yeah.
What about you, Nicole?
I'm a survivor, and you know, impacted. I have other family members who've been impacted by this as well. So it was just something that sort of hit really close to home when I was looking to get involved in things in my community. I do like that Safe Passage actually does domestic violence, sexual assault, and child abuse. A lot of places just do one or two of those things. I like that we help a wide variety or a wide array of our community.
And I want to say too, this is something you can be working with someone, you could be going to school with someone, you could be neighbors to someone that this is happening to, and you might not know.
Right.
If maybe someone is suspecting that, what do they need to look for, and what should they do as a friend, neighbor, or family member of someone that they think this is happening to?
I think always just, you know, keep your eyes open, you know, keep your ears open, and ask questions, you know, if you feel like somebody might be in danger, and understand that they might not want to talk to you, and that's okay. And then just, you know, kind of just continue to be there and support them and let them know, you know, that you love them and that you're there and that there are resources there to help is probably the biggest thing. Find a way to kind of slip that information. Hey, Safe Passage is here to help. You know,
and I'm always encouraged because there will be times where I'll see stuff online and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, like this would be a good time to like bring up some of the services that Safe Passage provides. And then I go into the comments or something like that and someone's already said it.
Right.
Yeah,
like
that's
sometimes
great.
Multiple times.
Yeah. So I think it's really, and I mean, the numbers speak to it. I mean, just based 2025 versus 2024,
sure.
Our statistics, the clients served went up almost 300 to almost 2,000. Clients that were served in 2025.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Not a good statistic, but also good to see that we're able to have
help
increased impact year over year. Because we know that there's many more people that are impacted that are not reflected in any of our statistics.
And of course, if you are a victim of any of this, you can also contact Safe Passage. What is the best way to do that? And can you share where you're located?
So, I mean, our office is right here in Rock Hill.
Okay.
But yes, I mean, we have a website, we have a Facebook page. There is a phone number that, you know, you can get off of our website. We have a 24-hour call
Yes. Line. Yeah.
So,
and they are definitely there to help for sure.
Yes.
There's other ways that we can, as a community, get involved in Safe Passage. And I know that y'all have some big events. You have 4 events coming up in the next couple of weeks. So we want to share about those and how people can get involved. So let's start with the Spirit Day that's going to take place at Roco this coming Saturday, April the 4th.
Yes, from 12 to 4 o'clock. We will have some live music by Sutton Thomas. We'll be performing from 12 to 2. But yeah, just come on out to Roco and, you know, get something to eat, get a drink, you know, whatever. We'll have a table set up.
Okay. And does a portion of those proceeds go back to Safe Passage if they eat at
yes.
Roco?
Yes.
And that's for all day that the restaurant's open, or is there a certain time?
It says from 12 to 4.
Okay, great. All right. And this is the big one, the Spirit Night that's taking place at the Checkers game. This is going to take place on April the 18th.
Yes. The game is at 4 o'clock. Doors open at 3.
Okay.
And you do have to purchase your tickets through a special link. You can get that from our Facebook or from our website.
What is that website, Nicole?
It's safepassagesc.org.
Perfect. Okay.
Yes. And all of these events actually will be listed on there.
Okay, great.
This one specifically, you do have to order the tickets through a special link. But tickets are $25 to get in. And we do have a special section. Safe Passage will get $5 for every ticket sold. We're also going to have a table set up with a raffle. We'll be raffling off a Zamboni ride.
Oh,
that's the most exciting
fun.
Part. Yeah,
that's
like
you're
burying the lead. Raffling the Zamboni ride is
right. The Zamboni.
And then, of course, we do want people to know that in order to get that $5 per ticket, you have to sell 100 tickets. We're not quite there yet,
right.
So we want to encourage people to go and buy those tickets for this Checker Spirit Night on April the 18th, and make sure that you say that website one more time.
Safe Passage. SC.org.
Okay. Make sure that I get that part.
And that, of course, is a website that will give you information about Safe Passage, about other ways you can get involved.
Okay. And then there's going to be another Spirit Night that's going to take place on April the 23rd. This one is from 4 to 7 at Hoppin' in Rock Hill.
Yes. We're also going to have some live music at that one. JC Riley is going to perform from 4 to 6. And again, a portion of those proceeds will go to Safe Passage to our child's abuse awareness program.
Okay, and then we're going to round out the month on April the 29th, and this is something that we love to do here. I'm glad that we will put this on our calendar, but it's Stand with Survivors and Safe Passage on Denim Day. So we want to encourage everyone to wear their blue jeans or their blue jean shirts or jackets to stand with survivors. So talk a little bit about this day.
Yeah, so I believe it was in 1999 there in Italy, there was a sexual assault case of a teenage girl, and the judge actually said that she could not have been assaulted because her jeans were too tight. So she, the insinuation is she must have participated in some way. And of course, we can't shame people for
exactly.
what they're wearing. Your clothes don't make a victim. And so, in solidarity, Denim Day was created, and it's across the world.
Okay. So that day is April 29th. So go ahead and put that on your calendar. But you're going to have also 10% sales support for that will go to survivors. And this is going to take place at Hobo's and Off the Tracks right there off of Cherry Road. So make sure that you get your jeans, your jean jackets, and your jean shirts ready to stand with survivors. Well, again, we appreciate both of you coming to talk. I know that this is a heavy topic. It's not something that we want to have here in our community, but we are so glad that we do, and we appreciate all the work that the rest of your board members and, of course, Safe Passage does for our community. So thank you both.